My guest at this time is Kansas Republican Congressman Tim Huelskamp. He represents the Sunflower State's 1st Congressional District, and he is a member of the House Freedom Caucus. Here on Thursday, Congressman Huelskamp, along with Congressman Fleming of Louisiana, introducing a bill to move the impeachment of IRS Commissioner John Koskinen. And he joins us now to explain why and what he expects to happen in this process. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Absolutely. This is a very serious matter, but power of Congress, we do have that power to impeach, Greg, and we needed to move forward on that. This has been sitting out there for months and months, and leadership has refused to act on this, but it's very clear. The IRS commissioner, Mr. Koskinen, engaged in a pattern of conduct incompatible with his office. He deceived Congress. He lied. He perjured himself. He deleted records. He covered it all up, and at the end of the day, those are all impeachable offenses. We need to have a vote on that in the U.S. House.
So what exactly did you do today?
We offered a privilege resolution. Most resolutions, the speaker can see fit to send them to a committee, table them, and do nothing. But with a privilege resolution, it forces the House to take some vote on this action. And we have 2 days to take a vote on that. We could do it later today. More likely, after the long recess, we would vote on that the first day back. I'd like to see a vote first day back. Let members of Congress go home and ask their constituents, what do you think about the IRS? Should they be above the law? Do you think anybody should be held accountable in the Obama administration? I think most Americans say enough is enough. After all these years, it's time to hold at least one person responsible in the Obama administration, starting with the IRS commissioner.
We're talking with Kansas Republican Congressman Tim Huelskamp, and let's get to the point you also made right away there, Congressman, and that's that the Republican leadership is not in favor of this move. Why not?
Well, not for certain. I'm not for certain. Far too often, what I've seen in my 5 years in Washington is our leadership shying away from a real battle. I mean, we had Eric Holder. They censored him. I mean, he covered up the Fast and Furious investigation, covered up the fact of dozens and dozens of Americans' deaths because of their failed policy and refused to come clean it to Congress about it. So we censored him. I thought we should have impeached him. John Boehner says, no, we're not going to let us vote on that. Hillary Clinton, we just had this thing going on here. We let her ride for far too long, and then the administration, shockingly, had a non-indictment of her after the FBI director says clearly she committed criminal offenses, and then we can roll back to Kathleen Sebelius and all the failures with the Obamacare rollout and all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, no one in 7.5 years, if you ask an American, can you name one member of the Obama administration held accountable for all these failures? The answer is none. And so leadership, we have a chance here. So we're giving them a chance to go home and actually talk to their constituents and see what they think. At the end of the day, if they vote the way Americans want to vote, we will impeach John Koskinen.
Did they give you any explanation when you pushed to have this brought up under regular order, or did they just deny it?
They denied it. There were a lot of discussions going on. I mean, the resolution was introduced. They've had some hearings on that, but there was no reference when they bring it to the floor, and we said, bring it to the floor, do the regular process, then we wouldn't have to do the privilege resolution. They chose not to do that. They were aware this was coming. And we offered it this morning. So it is so distressing that we have a Republican majority in the House and we can't actually use our own constitutional authority to hold someone accountable. So we're going to start with the IRS commissioner. If there's an agency that Americans fear the most, maybe after the EPA or close to it, that's the IRS, because they can make or break a business, they can destroy lives, they can harass you, they can threaten you, they can intimidate you. And then when you have the commissioner, the top guy over there, was sent in to clean up the mess and actually covers it, erased thousands of emails. Don't forget, Lois Lerner got off with a pension. We need to hold this guy accountable because Lois Lerner got away with it. Koskinen's boss got away from it, but it's time to hold him accountable.
Talk about that just a little bit more, because some people are going to be a bit confused by this, perhaps, when they realize that John Koskinen was not actually there at the time that Lois Lerner and all these conservative groups were being targeted by Lois Lerner and others at the IRS. So explain real briefly what Koskinen did after the fact that you believe warrants this impeachment.
He was brought in to clean up the mess. And he told Congress, I'll provide you everything we have over there. And then we found out, well, no, he withheld emails. And then there were subpoenas. There are protective orders in the IRS not to delete emails. They went in, and he knew that. And he failed to tell Congress. He actually lied to Congress, said, oh, we protect all those emails. We found out they literally deleted thousands of emails and didn't disclose those to Congress. They impeded a congressional investigation. And so he came in, supposedly going to clean it up and make it whole, but he continued with the cover-up. of what was going on at the IRS. So don't forget, what led to the beginning of the investigation was evidence we had coming out of the IRS that in 2012, going up to the election, that some folks in the Obama administration were misusing the IRS to target conservative, Tea Party, pro-Israel groups, and withholding tax-exempt status, harassing them, threatening them, and all kinds of things. And we were trying to get to the bottom of that. And then we discovered Lois Lerner at the center of it. And then he was brought in, and what he did was, again, cover up and lie to Congress, perjure himself. He promised to be transparent, and it was actually completely the opposite. So there are four articles of impeachment. All you need is one. And there are folks out there saying, well, he needs his day in court. I totally agree. That's why you impeach him in the House. Then there would be a trial in the Senate if they proceed forth on that. That's where he'll get his opportunity. We actually called him before a congressional committee on the issues of the articles of impeachment. He couldn't find time to come to Congress to explain what he was really doing. So I think he was afraid to come and admit the truth, because I thought he would probably incriminate himself if he did testify about his actions.
Last question, and this is a little bit off from the Koskinen impeachment effort, but this is Hillary Clinton. I believe this was either yesterday or the day before, talking about what she fears most about a potential Donald Trump presidency. Here's what she had to say.
Imagine if he had not just Twitter and cable news to go after his critics and opponents, but also the IRS, or for that matter, our entire military. Given what we have seen and heard, do any of us think he'd be restrained?
The question is less about Donald Trump, but more about Hillary Clinton asking about a president using the IRS hypothetically as a political weapon. What did you make of that?
Well, clearly, this is the Clinton tactic. We've seen it under Bill. We're seeing it under Hillary, in which they will use the levers of power to go after their opponents. And she served in the Obama administration. She is a classified security risk. She should have access to classified information, even running for president. But despite all those criminal charges, this is what gets to the bottom of it. Whether it's Obama's IRS or it's Hillary Clinton, is they think they're above the law. And right now, Americans ask Republicans, what are you doing about Hillary Clinton? What are you doing about Lois Lerner? What are you doing about the IRS commissioner? What are you doing about Eric Holder? What are you doing about Kathleen Sebelius? We think most, if not all of them, broke the law. They need to be held accountable. Under America, we've always had this principle. No one is above the law, especially, in my mind, if you're a Clinton. And that's what this partially what this issue about the impeachment is of the IRS commissioner. We've got to find someone, in particular this man, should be impeached, have his day in court in the Senate, and I think he will be found guilty and removed from office.
Congressman, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Kansas Republican Congressman Tim Huelskamp represents his state's first congressional district. He is also a member of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.